Hi, Kate.
Hey Gail, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Not good?
I'm good. I'm
Oh,
good.
good.
Yeah, I'm good.
So yesterday we had a funny situation. And this happens a lot in the military, but not for the reasons we did it. We call it the stealth wedding. We had a legal marriage 30 years ago yesterday. And then we had the wedding ceremony in March, which is what everybody thinks is our, and it we celebrated as our anniversary. But yesterday was our 30th stealth anniversary.
Oh,
So I'm wanting to feel the connection with Michael Moore.
wow.
Mean, I know it's physical. I know he's here, but I don't feel it the way I would like to.
How would you like to
If
feel?
there are any hints about that.
Would you like to feel it?
Ideally, I'd like to see and hear
Okay, cool. I love it. There's no reason why you can't.
Except I'm probably holding myself back. But anyway, that's a good, that's my vision.
Okay. Do you think that if you were able to see him and, well, if you were able to hear him, do you think that it would be too painful because he's not here physically?
Not if I could keep interacting with him.
Okay. What about seeing him? If you saw him like standing there, would that be too painful because he's not here physically? Because those are two different experiences.
Yeah. So maybe hearing, I don't know. I would have to think about that.
Well, yeah.
I really think that just seeing him would be a great comfort.
Well, you had no hesitation on answering about
To
hearing
hear.
him. So
I just
why
hadn't
not?
stopped to think about the vision part that it
Yeah.
might have.
You know, when Daddy died, I knew he was there. I could feel the energy. And I think I even said it out loud. If I see you, it's going to freak me out. Because, you know, I mean, this was like moments of getting used to the fact that his body had died. So, which is different than having, you know, years later. So now seeing him across the room would be fine. You know, I see him in my mind's eye, but not in like eyeball seeing, you know. Do you see Michael in your mind's eye?
I don't think so. I mean, you know what's funny? And C.S. Lewis mentioned this. You can pull up still pictures. You don't necessarily remember moving, and that's why it's easier to have a clear recollection of somebody that you didn't know as well because you're so used to the moving around. But like I have pictures of him everywhere.
Be open
Yeah.
to seeing, you know, and maybe even in the mornings when you wake up, begin with, today would be a good day to hear your voice. Either inside my head or outside my head.
Yeah.
And that you can handle that. And then be open to that experience. And then, when you're ready, begin the day with today would be a great day to see you. Even, you know, whether it's in your, and begin with the mind's eye. And then to see across the room. And you know, move yourself into that state. And you know, now is that magical time, that one 1111 through 111 time of moving beyond the analytical 3D and into that space of the angelic realm, or the, as Lawrence called it, realm of perfect ideas, but reconnecting with that essence of the angelic realm and being open to hearing and seeing. So, I think
Yeah,
this
I've
is
been rereading Suzanne Giesman, who's a well-known medium.
okay.
She's another retired military officer.
Oh, awesome. And are you finding that she had that maybe you said you're rereading it, so is it speaking to you in a deeper way now? Awesome. Okay. And does she have some good suggestions on opening up to receive spirit?
She's got a 10-minute chakra clearing meditation that I haven't checked out yet, but I thought I would.
Yeah.
I think you want to reread the book a couple of times. She actually went to medium school in England. There's a Stanhope, I think it is. There's a really famous one, but she had started getting coached by well-known mediums that happened to be in her area.
Awesome. What's the name of the book?
It's Suzanne Giesman. She's written a couple different books. Giesman.
Okay, I wrote it down. Oh.
But this was talking about, this was the one I'm reading right, rereading right now, is talking about her journey to become a medium.
Okay, so are you ready to get started? Okay, well, let's turn our videos off. The magic's probably gonna climb over here in my lap here in a minute. I'm gonna move the microphone. And the other day when I moved it, was hard for you to hear. Well, it was too far away. Can you hear me okay now?
It's a little soft, but I can turn my volume up a little.
Okay, let me move it. Is that better?
Yeah, much.
Okay.
That's
Yeah.
such a sweet picture of you.
Oh, thanks. I took that picture in the kitchen playing with the other magic. Because I was telling him that I needed a profile picture, and I was sitting in the chair in front of the window, and he was in my lap, I think. And I was talking to him and taking the pictures, and that one, thank you. Thank you. That one turned out well. Okay. Okay, so we'll just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together with Gail's angels and guides and teachers. And I know Michael is here too. Yes. Okay. I got saluted. Oh my God. Is it okay to salute somebody who's not in the military? Okay. Sorry, I got this sidetracked. Oh, he thinks that's funny. Okay.
Yeah, he would think that's funny.
Please just help me to be a clean and clear conduit and convey your messages to support Gail in all that she does. In deepest gratitude, Amen. Okay. And it did tell you that you had to agree to be recorded when you came in, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I forgot to set that up as part of the setup when I scheduled this, and I turned it on just before we came on.
Normally, I have to hit yes before it will let me unmute or turn the video on.
But this time it didn't.
It did. That happens pretty much every time.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure. Yeah, it does say it's recording. With all, technical stuff that's being, and there's just weird stuff going on. Yesterday I went to go into the pantry. There's a walk-in pantry next to my washer and dryer. And there was a straw, a fluorescent green straw on the floor. I do have a box of straws, but it's on a much higher shelf and it was closed and it was sideways because the first thing I thought was, well, how'd that straw fall out of the box? Well, it can't when the box is closed. So I have yet to figure that out. I'm shuffling the cards, and we've got a few of them have fallen out. Let's see if they want to start with any more.
There might be a message in it.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Okay, that's all the cards that are going to come out right now. Ah, okay. Okay, the first thing they're showing me is, okay. It's like they're showing me that you're building a new house.
Okay,
And
I am having trouble hearing you. I tried to turn the volume up and it isn't doing any good.
okay, I'm going to bring it closer. How's that?
Much better.
Okay. I could probably, in case I get moved away from the microphone, let me change the audio settings. Okay, how's that?
Better.
Okay, you shouldn't be able to hear the dryer running.
I do not.
Okay. I can take it down a little bit more, but I think you'll hear it then. Okay, so the first thing they're showing me is like you're building, this is this new year. This is so perfect that we're having this time together after the new year. They're
I
showing
thought
me,
so.
they're showing me building. You're building a new house and you've worked very hard at creating a new foundation for your life. And that means letting go of all the things that don't matter and things that you think matter, but really don't, you know, in the whole scheme of your happiness. Him, Michael's right there. Overseeing every nut, bolt, and screw to make sure that all is well and that the foundation is solid. Ah, he says, but you have to listen and follow through. And he knows you're good at follow through. But there are so many things that start to pile up on the plate that don't deserve to be on there. Okay, I'm asking for. He's not giving me anything specific. Okay. But they're showing me this beautiful, oh my gosh. This beautiful space. It is, you know, it's part of Mother Earth. It's green. It's safe. I see the dogs playing and all this joy and laughter. Oh, and I see the two of you together with the dogs and you're so close to being able to hear him and see him in your mind's eye and then to be able to. I don't know if your human body's gonna let you see him across the room.
But even in my mind's eye would be great.
That I see that happening sooner rather than later. Yeah. And it's in this new house of peace. It's peaceful there. There's no, it's like anxiety is barred at the door.
You're not getting the sense that I need to physically move, but that this house is transformed.
Yeah, it's not a physical move. It's a spiritual, mental, it's almost like you're the house you're in just empties out and only the good stuff gets to come back in. It's like
Okay.
cleaning out the closet. But it's very real. It's almost tangible. Michael goes from this smiling, happy, excited to scowling about anxieties and stresses that are interfering with your happiness. And he said, that's got to go. And he like, he's just not going to stand for it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And they're showing me that okay, I'm not understanding this. They're showing me suffering in silence. I know you've been working on so many things that, you know, the past that has been interfering forever, and you're working through those energies and healing those things, and it's like moving into this new year that all that baggage has to stay in last year and the past. It cannot move into your future. It cannot move into your new space of this new house with this new foundation. This foundation is of love. And it's like if you're trying to bring that old baggage in, it just goes right through the floor. It cannot stay. Love is what exists here. And that peacefulness and that intense gratitude that you feel for life. And then the ugly things, the negativity, the what seems like adversity kind of things, they come in, the conflict of other people's personalities and what they're doing, and you know, being able to, it's like from your house, you look out the window to observe those people and those experiences that others are having and what's going on in the world, and it doesn't get to come into your space. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They're wanting the your angels that are around you there, they really want to encourage you to, you know, as you and I've discussed before about clearing the chakras, the energy centers of the body. So look at that it's interesting that you brought up that other chakra clearing that you haven't looked at. Look at that. Any of them that come up, check them out. See if they resonate with you to so that when you can come across one that is the very best for you, that helps you to feel the release of tension and anxiety and debris in your body to then fill it with light. That and love and all that wonderful information of joy and happiness, because all the, you know, the love and the light that it carries information, and you're releasing the old, the shadows of darkness, of pain and suffering, and it just, you know, like the chaos flushing it right out of your system through all your energy centers and bringing in the love and the light. And that's all that's allowed to stay. But it's, you know, we live in human bodies, and when you want to take all that stuff back and play with it, your awareness is such today that you'll recognize when you're thinking those thoughts and you're feeling those feelings, and if they're not welcome anymore. Oh, okay. And okay, before I move further though, that golden hand that Rachel
Yeah.
does, that's really short, and that will
Yes.
help you to sustain that clearing the chaos flush, and that little meditation help to move the shadows out, move the anxieties out, and fill you back with love. It's just another tool that you can use that are really quick. And that, you know, when you're consciously choosing how you want to feel these days, you don't default as much into whatever that dominant energy of the subconscious is. You're consciously choosing who you want to be and how you want to feel. And when those other negative thoughts try to come in, you immediately know that the energy's shifting. You know, maybe you read an email or you see something on the news, or somebody calls you that you don't want to talk to, or those kinds of feelings. Immediately you recognize that they're happening and you can put a screeching halt to it right then. Otherwise, when we let them in, it's like we've got our foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, you know, and nothing's happening because we're trying to stay in our sovereignty and our power and our strength and our love state, that state of gratitude, but yet we're wanting to think about all these other things that aren't of the same energy. And the two can't exist together. So one of them has to go. And we don't want it to be the love. So we can take those thoughts of the negativity and we can infuse those with love. And then if it's something that needs a solution, then on the heels of all that love, the solution can come in. And maybe the solution is to just say no. Or let's reschedule this. Or I'll put that on my calendar for later. But clearing the chakras, clearing those energy centers and infusing them with love is, they've been showing me, and that and Michael's right here with them, that those of us who are holding the light, it's for all the humans. But we have to hold the light. We have to. And the energy centers, when we've buried all this gunk from the past, again, it can't go with us. We can't take it with us. We can't hold on to that and exist in the love. So it's all just got to go. And in that quiet stillness, it changes. We don't have to dig into every little aspect of why we're feeling despair and not good enough. Where in the stillness of the love, we just transform into that, and the baggage goes away. But it does take the effort. Okay. Now, the other card that came out is the fulfillment of wishes. And that's in your emotions. Holding those beautiful thoughts of Michael. Taking those deep breaths and holding those thoughts. Those aren't baggage. That's love energy. You know, oh my gosh. There are no words to express his gratitude at all you did to care for him. It was part of the plan. And you went way above and beyond. Now, come hell or high water, gosh darn it. Anxieties are not going to be allowed to live with you anymore. Despair has to take a hike. Anxiety cannot come in. It's time for you to feel happiness and joy. And the dogs will thrive. So even though you have a full plate and a busy schedule and your calendar is full, you need to take a marker and start taking some things off. And only keep the things that bring you the greatest joy. And whatever is causing anxiety, if it's something you really want to do, then you have to overcome those feelings of anxiety and not let them come in. And you can. And be the observer because you're in your safe house and you're delegating and you're watching and observing. And no matter what anybody else does, it doesn't interfere with how you feel and who you are. And when if you find that for whatever reason you don't have the strength within you to do that, then whatever that is, it's got to go. Michael's like, don't make me get involved.
Actually, I'd love it if he did, but
Okay, now you just put a wish out there, you know. You said it out loud. So you're going to have to be okay when he does.
be
If,
careful what you wish for.
yeah. If being the in charge, I don't know what's your title with the church?
Board president.
If that could turn. If that's not fulfilling you, it has to go. The church
I
is
think it is, but I need to let go of some of the things I've taken on that aren't really my responsibility.
there you go. And that needs to happen sooner rather than later. This is Monday, the end of the week sounds good. And then you get to do the fun stuff with being the president of the board. And you have a whole board. Put them to work.
I'm getting better about delegating.
Good. Good. It's like, who are the people that were over you that just delegated in the military? All of them?
The ones in your food chain, like your boss and your boss's boss. Stray officers from other departments couldn't. It was only the ones that you report to and that rate you.
Okay, so what was your third highest above you?
A three-star general.
Okay, then you just got elevated. Three-star general. All you have to do is point. Okay. Michael likes that idea. Grinning from ear to ear. Point.
In my last job, I worked directly for a two-star who worked for, no, he was a four-star. Okay. He became a three-star. So his boss would have been a four-star.
Okay.
Had a force come, now that I think about it.
All you have to do is point. Michael's trying to help you to for this to be easier, but you have to cooperate.
That's why I wish
He's like, she has to cooperate. Oh my gosh. He's got his hand to his forehead and he's just shaking his head. He's got to cooperate. Well, just allow it to happen. Talk to him and then just and then it's okay to think, what do you think he would respond? You knew him. How would he have responded to what you just told him? Whatever it is that you just, in your conversations with him, how would he respond? And allow yourself to hear in your mind's eye, or in your inside hearing, allow yourself to hear how he would respond. That's not making it up. That's opening the way for you to hear him. And he may say exactly what you think he would, and he may not. And if he says exactly what you think he would, doesn't mean you made it up. It just means you know him well. I did. I see this beautiful space. It's lush, it's green. The dogs are playing and with toys, and they're just so happy, and you and Michael are standing there, and you're playing with them, and then you're sitting and you're playing with them, and you're talking to each other, and you're holding hands, and then you inside the house, it's all like it's in this beautiful, safe bubble. But there's no anxieties of the physical world. There's no stresses. There's no overwhelm. There's no people wanting stuff. It's bliss inside this space. And it's a real space. But you have to step into it with them. Does that make sense?
William played with his ball yesterday, and I don't think he has done that in months.
Oh my gosh, because that's what I'm seeing. I mean, it's like throwing a ball and them getting it. Wow. Well, there you go. Michael's right there preparing, winding everybody up.
Good at that.
Okay, well, that's directly from him, that winding up. That wasn't me, because I said that. I thought, where did that come from? Okay. And shuffle the cards a bit here and see if anything else pops out. Ah, when are you going to be back by the water?
I need to plan another trip soon, but they have Mary has been getting sick when I'm gone, even for a few days. So I think I need to do like the 2 nights frequently so she I it's like I'm afraid to go away for a week because or 2 weeks because she's gotten so sick. So I need to start thinking about once a quarter again. Because last year I didn't go down any at all in 2025. I was there over Christmas, but the whole calendar year I didn't go down there.
Where's that retreat center? It's on the water too, right?
Oh, it is actually. Yeah. And I was thinking about setting that up for my birthday.
Okay, and that's in April.
Last year I went in May, but close around it.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing a couple things. Some planning. Okay. This is like what a staycation with no interruptions.
Oh, I crave that.
What would you take with you, technology-wise, to go be by the water? A tablet? Or we do you even take that? Tablet and your cell phone? Okay.
And mostly for like playing music.
Okay. So you turn the ringer off on the house phone. You shut down the computer. And okay, I'm not seeing anything about the crafts. But what you would plan a staycation and turn off what you would not have if you went away. So that it's just a time of relaxation and bliss doing whatever you want to do. No appointments, no talking to anybody. Do you check emails when you're gone?
No, because I don't have a way to. Well, I do have an email account on my tablet that's just like my sister, so I and Rachel, so I would check that.
Okay, but
But that's I
don't
don't check
check.
it all the time like I would my DJ Pooch account.
Okay, don't check the others. Don't check social media. Whatever it is that you don't do when you're sitting by the water, that's what you would do at this staycation. Okay. And two full days, 2 nights at least. If you can do 3 days, 2 nights, all the better. Look at your calendar, schedule it this month. Reschedule whatever you need to reschedule and just be in the bliss and talk to Michael. Make your staycation move a moving into that beautiful house he's building you that's of bliss and love and cooperate. And the more you can do that, like if you can do that every 2 weeks for at least 2 days, then when you go away to be by the water, Mary's going to be in a much better place. William will be too. Because when you go into that, it's like you lock the door, you turn off the computer, and you're in that beautiful space, you and Michael and the dogs. And you're talking to him and you're allowing yourself to hear his responses, even if it's inside your head, and allowing yourself to be sitting there and to see that chair you got rid of that he liked to sit in, that, oh God, there's the chair. You know, and then you see him sitting in it. Allow yourself to see, just allow it. And you're gonna, it's, at first you're gonna feel like you're making it up. You're just allowing it to happen.
Well, when we're sitting at the breakfast table, I often look left to the chair he sat in, and William in bed is usually in the spot where Michael was. So it's like I kind of have a feeling that he's there.
When you feel those feelings, acknowledge them and say something. I feel you're here. Show me in some way that you're here. Some way that I cannot dispute because I know you're brilliant and you can do that. And Daddy says that's like applause, you know? And they're like, because he knows you actually, you're feeling it, you know he's there, and then he could do something. And let it happen. And thank him for it. When you realize, okay, this was him giving me the sign. Oh my God, you're really here. Thank you, you know? I want to hear you now. And ask your angels and guides to help you to release that need to protect yourself from the pain of him not being here and enjoy his spiritual essence that's with you. You know, as a caregiver, every day you had to protect your feelings of being safe. Because it didn't feel safe. And then he was gone, and then you had to do all the other things. And that having to protect yourself to feel any semblance of being safe. Now you've moved beyond that. And you are safe with him there with you. How does all that feel?
It makes a lot of sense.
So, as I was shuffling the cards, when you start saying no and you start delegating and you start letting go of things that are you really don't need to be doing, somebody else can handle it to bring your joy back. Be sure that you're taking those deep breaths and when the thoughts come in that, now I really should do this, but you really don't want to, don't listen to the thoughts. It's that programming, and you can recognize it as such. You know, it's that programming of being the good girl and taking care of everything and people pleasing everybody. And that's not who you are anymore. You're a grown ass woman and you're powerful. And you're going to stand in your sovereignty in with strength and stamina and beautiful, lovely energy. Say no. And I need to reschedule this. And I need for you to take care of this. And don't email me about this again. Don't call me about this again. We've resolved this. This is not an issue anymore. This doesn't involve any of us anymore. Whatever it is, we're moving forward into a beautiful space now. And those feelings of not being good enough, that's what that is that keeps that comes in when you're trying to change things and elevate how you're feeling. They don't belong in your life anymore. The programming is over, and we're not going to carry it into this new year where you're using your power. And I just thought I had this flash vision of Michael standing there right beside you with his hand on your elbow, just as strength. Because you've already got the guidance. He's just supporting you. But you gotta cooperate with these in being in that state of bliss first. Taking that those moments to sit in the stillness with him. And it's not time wasted. The programming part of our brains will it tells ah. I got stuff to do. No, this is the most important thing that I have to do right here. And then when you've completed that, those sessions with him, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, when you've sat there in the stillness and breathed in the light, you have clarity of thought. So it's easier to make the decisions on what needs to go. And what you want to stay. And it's freedom. So, did you have any other questions for your angels?
Gosh, I know I did. There's any guidance about the dogs? I can't tell when they're not feeling well. And, they are 12 and a half, and I think they're slowing down, not always, but I don't know if there's just any guidance on that.
They're really good at hiding stuff because they don't want you to be upset.
Yeah.
everything that we just talked about, that sitting in the stillness, that communicating with Michael, asking him to show you things and being open to him showing you, start with the dogs.
Okay.
Show me what I need to do to take the very best care of them. And what you're doing now may be all there is. And to help you be okay with that if that's the case. But if you need to change something, to show you what it is. But the more you can be out of any kind of anxiety and stress and overwhelm, that's just going to support them because, they came to you to bring all this love. And when we're in stress, it's like we're taking that love and we're batting it out of the park. I don't have time for this. It's gone. When the most important thing we can do is immerse ourselves in the love that they're trying to hold for us. And laughter. They do the goofiest things, and we get to laugh about it and snuggle them up. But sitting in the stillness with Michael, if there's some meditative music that you can play during that time so that it will be a signal to the dogs that we're going to sit together as a family right now to help them not be fidgety. And they may be fidgety at first because they're excited that he's there, but he's always there, so they may not be. It may just be like Tuesday, And it's not that you're going to be spending, your time with one foot in the angelic realm and one foot on the earth, because you're already doing that. We're already moving into that higher vibration of love and elevating that frequency that we vibrate in. And you've been working at it diligently now for quite some time. And it's time to reap the rewards of that in being able to feel and be beyond the analytical of what's happening around us. Doesn't mean we don't care. It just means we're not going to engage with the pain and suffering of it anymore. And that beautiful light broadcasts out to everything around you. And then there may come a time that the earth is arguing over who gets to have you first to come here.
The earth? I don't follow.
Whether you thought you were going to do a staycation, but oh no, now we're going to go sit by the water.
Okay.
Okay. There could even be a time that they want you to move physically
Yeah.
and be open to that. It'll be very clear. And everything will fall into place just like what happened to me here. I never thought I'd live in Arkansas again. And here I am. And I've never felt so safe.
Yesterday we had the White Stone meditation, and the prompt was, because you write a word on the white stone, the prompt was, what does God want you to be or portray as you do God's work in the world? And I got be a light. Which I think I am. I'm just not always aware of it.
Absolutely. You absolutely are. But you have to start putting yourself first. So many people think that self-care is, getting their nails done, getting their hair done. That's what I used to think it was. That was my self-care. But it's sitting in the stillness and connecting with that divinity within. And embodying and embracing that light, that love, that bliss, and feeling that rush of Kundalini energy in your body to the point to where you just feel like you're just, it's like on Star Trek when they'd beam them up and down, you know, and there'd be all those particles.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like we don't dissolve into particles, and then there were just these beautiful waves of light. And you feel that in your just awareness. And in that state of awareness, there is no lack, there is no anxiety, there is no I'm late for an appointment. There is no I gotta check those emails. There's none of that. You're in that beautiful state of being that opens the way for your thoughts to manifest so quickly into experiences and material things. And from that state, when you're in that state, and then something happens that you're not in agreement with, you see the news and something that's happened, you feel immediately that you're disconnecting from that energy and you don't want to do that. So then you can pull back and go, infusing all of it into love and sustain that state. And that's what we're all moving toward. That's what I believe that's our mission. Every one of us is to move from the duality of the physical world to be able to observe the duality that's negative and infuse it with love. And that elevates the consciousness of the entire planet. And you're 4-star general. And through your light, you broadcast that out and it touches everyone around you. And everybody wants to do better. And I can see you and Michael playing with the dogs. And just this beautiful swirl of love and light surrounding you. And that's what can happen in your sitting there in the stillness, and you feel it and you see it too. And then when you come back into the physical world, you bring that with you so that it's not a jolt of, oh, I love that so much and now I'm here. It's a bringing it back with you so that now you can touch, you're touching the dogs and you're playing with the dogs and you can see Michael in your mind's eye, and you can hear him talking to you. It's a different way than him being here physically, but all of this is just temporary. But coming back into this state, it's not a jolt to the body, it's an extension of the bliss. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so how are you feeling about all this?
Hopeful.
Does it feel like something that you can do?
Yeah, and it reinforces my determination to block off. I've been trying to block off Mondays, and I say trying, and that's not enough, but
Right.
to include. I've got some standing appointments on Tuesdays, but at least if I don't, if on the weeks that I don't have the standing appointment, to block that off too.
There you go. Then you could have 2 days.
Yeah.
The crafting that you do is very important because it brings you such joy.
Yeah.
And that's a part of your self-care, but the self-care
Absolutely. And I want to extend it from 1 hour a day to two.
okay, good job. That would be great.
But the dogs don't always, if I don't get there first thing, they have a hard time letting me stay at that craft table, and that's really frustrating.
Well, See, that's where I was going next.
Okay.
The crafting is really good, but the true self-care is sitting in the stillness. And if you can do that before you sit at the craft table and you're sitting there with that beautiful energy of the dogs and Michael and all your angelic team, and you ask the dogs then to cooperate with you getting to do the crafting, see how that works. And if they'll be more cooperative in you sitting there because they're way smarter than we are.
I know.
They communicate with each other just by looking at each other or being in the other room. They don't even see each other and they send a message,
Yeah.
But being able to communicate at that higher vibration with them, that elevated energy of love with the dogs and with Michael and your angelic team, and then going into the continued self-care of the crafting that brings you joy, it could be a whole new experience for them.
William's right here getting scratches. Just came in.
He's saying, Mom, this sounds great.
Doesn't it? Oh, sweetheart, you're so adorable. So adorable. Yeah. I've been trying to give him more attention.
Well, there you go. And if you can even put it in your schedule of sitting in the stillness, start with 30 minutes or with
Instead of
them.
getting on my tablet during rest time doing that. Ah!
Yeah, there you go. And tell your angelic team if there's anything I really need to know that you would have learned on the tablet, that they let you know in some other way. If there's anything you really need to know, that they get the information to you. And they will.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to thank Michael for all his attention and for being here. Oh, gosh, I got another salute. And the angelic team, we're so grateful for everyone who has joined us and participated. And we ask that they all just hold you in love and fill your home with that beautiful love light, and that you're able to feel it as you're building this new foundation, this new space of being that opens the way for the truest joy. Is
That's
that what
Mary.
that was, Mary? Okay, she's in agreement too. Okay. Well, why don't we complete on that? And I will get I still I've got a bunch of recordings to put on your page for
Okay.
you, and but I'll do this first
Okay, thank you.
and get that on.